Oh, the day has arrived. The day has arrived. I felt like the person who discovered fire last week. I'll say it that way. Oh, baby. Hello. It's another episode. It's another week. I hope everyone is doing well. So, we'll get right into it. I'm so excited. I don't even know how to formulate my words. So, as I was on TikTok last week, someone had this clip of this boy, this black boy, American, probably definitely grew up around in church, singing, what was it? Oh my God. I forgot what he was singing. And naturally, one of those vocal experts was highlighting the notes he's singing as supported, supported, and unsupported. And then when he got to the highest note, he then changed the color. The person changed the color to unsupported. And I commented going, that's not unsupported. It clearly is. And someone was like, well, no, because it's brighter and it's tight. So it's clearly unsupported. I was like, no, you might not like the approach and you might think it sounds different to the others, but you cannot achieve the vibrato that he has and the fullness of voice without, do you know what? I should actually find it. You cannot achieve that without actually finding, without supporting your voice. And there's so many layers to this, but what I'll do actually, I think it would be a good idea if I did find it. That way, here it is, that way it will be clear. So that town is what they put as unsupported. So, where should I even start? So, clearly, to me, with my ears, I can hear that he maintains the fullness of his voice and connects his voice as he does the run down to town, whatever he does, right? If your voice isn't supported fully, there would have been a break. And there's no way he would have been able to connect the quality for the following notes, which they say are supported. He wouldn't just bring in the support right then and there. Which then adds to the point that if he could do that whilst supporting and not supporting, it would add to the fact that support is a spectrum. It's either on and off. No, it's a spectrum. Maybe you're not supporting as much as you should, but you're still supporting either way. Whereas I feel like these buffoons either think it's an on and off switch. And I don't know, well, now I know where they learned it. So we'll get into that in a minute. Obviously, I've kind of touched on this in my previous episode regarding when I use Hearts to Hearts as an example. But today I want to do a more in-depth discussion into why this shit is stupid and also the ignorance that's grown and go, it's, people have started to really use it as a Bible to condemn singers and to rank singers in another way, when the human voice is such a complex instrument with so many layers to it and so many factors to it, that being a great singer or being average or being underdeveloped, there's so many levers to it. And it's not an indication of how someone should be quote unquote ranked, because you also don't always know a singer's intention. You might be thinking, oh, they didn't support this that well. They didn't do that. Maybe that was their intention of their song. Maybe they've never gravitated towards being a technical singer because how they convey the song is more important, and they can still convey the song, even though you might rank them as an F, whatever that means, or a weak average. That was their intention, because besides them not wanting to support, maybe they can also emote amazingly. Maybe they have amazing intonation. Maybe they have amazing phrasing, which can pull in a listener, more than if they were just supporting the notes and not thinking about all those things. Maybe their priority was the artistic parts of singing rather than just support, support, support. Now, what are we talking about when we talk about support? As I'm talking right now, I'm supporting my voice. It's coming from the depths of my stomach. It's support is technically a good definition of way to look at it as a metaphor. If you're supporting your voice nicely, it's like being in a room with a torchlight. The torchlight is brightening the room, fully, there's no disruptions. If your support is flagging or you're not supporting as much, it's the light flickering in a way. You can think of it that way. So if someone's doing real nice, full notes and they sound really rich and really easy, they're supporting their voice. People can strain voices sometimes, but strain for me can be a bit tricky because a lot of the times strain can be artistic. Someone might be straining just because they want that rasp and they want that push and they want that edge. And I mentioned that in my reactions before as well, that, you know, some people just maybe wanting that rougher tone and they like to, and some people like the feeling of pushing their voices. Christina Aguilera being a prime example, she's still straining her voice and she can still sing somehow. I don't know how the fuck she's mastered. She's managed to do that. But it goes to show that technique is not the be-all and end-all all the time. So these people, unfortunately, they do think that support is always about having a clear voice that's really full and it's easy. When if they were listening to gospel singers, I wonder if they would think they were not supporting and they were straining as well, because a lot of them love the rasp and the tightness. It's like, oh, is this criteria only for people with clear voices? Because that boy clearly sounds like, his name is Cam Anthony, by the way. Clearly sounds like he grew up in the church. I actually don't know anything about him. I've just seen that clip quite a lot of times though. But I'm pretty sure he obviously must have had church influence for sure. And that kind of placement and that brightness doesn't necessarily mean he's not supporting his voice. That's fucking ridiculous. Listen to how full his voice sounds. Whether you think he's straining or not, that's a different thing altogether. But even still, the fact that his vibrato was so even and so controlled shows a complete technical engagement. It doesn't, if his voice had lost that fullness, then I'd be like, oh, maybe he's dropped a lot of support back and he's letting his voice kind of flow out without that strong push, foundational push. But no, he clearly is singing in that way. So then it makes me wonder, once again, to my previous episode, it's like, do you lot just want to rank people in this way because of favoritism? Or some of you, I think some of them are actually good intentioned and want to educate people on singing, but they forget that there's a lot more to singing than just support. Now, initially, the person that I was replying to was like, oh, we use the KVA system, so maybe your definition of support is different. Suck my dick. You're saying it as if it's a system that was peer-reviewed and it's been studied at Juilliard and Harvard. Be serious. It's a blog that someone made up, Korean Vocal Analysis, I think. And apparently they've even deleted the blog now because they saw the monster they'd created and how these fans are now using these tiers. And they had musical knowledge. They had their own sort of, knowledge of singing and all these kind of things and biology and singing. However, I still don't think they were fully comprehensive. And their ear prioritized support. And I can understand why. When a singer supports the range, it shows how well balanced they are with their voice. Usually if they're supporting all these notes, it means they've really trained their voice really well. However, it doesn't make note for artistry, intention, vibrato use, how quickly they can change registered, how fluid they are, their runs, their musicality, their note choices, their texture of their voices, so many other things that make a singer great besides just support. Support is just one of many tools. So they created this thing and now the fans run to it and use it as Bible. Now, apparently there's also another one. I think it's called CVA. I couldn't find it though, but the person that said CVA, which is I'm thinking it's the one that has all the low, weak, medium, a average or above average, all these things that to me just sound ludicrous because you're giving someone a D in singing when in a normal world, if you heard them singing in your face, you would be like, oh my God, you should be on American Idol. You should be on X Factor. Like, you'd be so blown away, especially if you heard them singing in your face. But because of your judging that their supported range, and sometimes the people you're judging don't even have the material to critique them properly. And on top of that, a lot of them are not singing into in raw environments for you to really hear their potential and to hear what they can do. They're singing, sometimes it's pre-recorded, sometimes heavily auto-tuned, sometimes the mics are really compressed or their voice sounds thinner than what you'd assume. You're basing it on very circumstantial evidence that is not fully reliable, and you're thinking, oh yeah, that's definitely what they are, they're this and that. So then you see all this nonsense, right? And I don't care whatever the name of the system is, the point is, everyone's spewing the same shit. Apparently, the other system takes account of all those things. And I'm like, I'm still yet to see that. Because do you know what? I wouldn't have cared as much if it wasn't for Hearts to Hearts. Seeing how people talk about these girls' voices, even though we haven't had enough material to hear them sing, is showing how much bias goes into the ranking. You see people talking about, or how much bias goes into the quote-unquote analysis. You see people talk about, oh, their voice is really shallow. What the fuck does that mean? Because let's take, who can I take as an example? Let's say, who has that kind of smaller voice? I was just talking about Dohun from TWS. I think he's got one of the smaller voices. Would you say that's shallow? But he's very skilled though. How he can belt notes and even how he can flip registers and all these things should be counted towards his full rating per se, if you're going to. So to just base it on a support alone, it's just so limiting. So I've seen people talk about, oh, the voice is shallow, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I've seen people comment and say, oh yeah, they haven't been evaluated yet. Evaluated by who? Are you working at the fucking label? Who are you to evaluate? And I find it funny that these people, going back to Hearts to Hearts, they would rank Yuha fourth right now in the vocal line. I'm like, okay. Mind you, Yuha won the showcase in 2023 with everyone. She won the showcase with the actual experts and the industry people as the number one when she sung Reflection from Mulan, I think. Which shows she's a very technically proficient singer. And anyone with unbiased ears can hear her singing in recordings and you're like, that voice, that girl can sing. Her voice is balanced. Her voice seems the most trained. And when you hear her sing the Janabi song, you go, oh, okay, yeah, this girl can sing. This girl's giving IU in terms of technicality. So then I'm like, you guys are judging her based on a supported range, even though she has a finesse and phrasing of a skilled seasoned singer. You're not regarding that. So when I see those rankings, I'm very confused and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So yeah, so apparently that's the name of the system. And I'm glad I found the name because all of us were like, where did you lot agree these things? And it's just spreading and multiplying like a pandemic. It's like, everyone has kind of agreed that, oh yeah, Wendy, she was an AA, but she's now an AA minus. She's regressed, actually. How the fuck do you know she's regressed? People's voices mature. Take Mariah Carey, for example. Her voice has been a topic of many conversations. Many lambs would say her peak was 1995, 1996, which I used to agree with when I was much younger until I grew up and I realized, no, you cannot peak just because you're young and you sound easy. Your voice sounds the easiest. We could probably argue that her true vocal peak would have been Charm Bracelet area, 2002, 2003, because she had the fullest version of her voice. She still had the range. She had the agility and she just had the maturity. And it's kind of like, and a woman's voice usually matures around your 30s and 40s. So saying the prime was 25 is just giving ageism a little bit. So things like that, a fan could say, oh, she's regressed because in 2002, she wasn't always belting the highest notes. And yet her voice was the fullest then and had the most technicality. Her musicality had developed as well and all these things. So when people are talking about Wendy and saying, oh, she's done this and that, you're also not considering, of course, the voice is maturing, but also you don't know what state her voice could be in that day of the footage you're now analyzing. And you also don't know what her priorities are now as a singer. I'm sure she wanted to do Shine On Me, Nanny Shine. And she did on The Killing Voice, right? She was belting that song like it was nothing, which I don't know what metrics they think her voice has regressed in, because that Killing Voice was recent and Happiness was 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And she sounds just as robust, if not more so, with the vibrato, the placement. She sounds amazing. That's another thing they don't consider, placement. Some singers may place their voices in different parts to achieve different tones. Some singers place a voice more nasally as they age, because there's an ease that comes with putting your voice up there. It's just, I don't know, the flow. I don't even know how to describe it, but a lot of singers do that as they age. So that's another angle. Are you considering that a singer's priorities change? Taeyeon, another example. She was killing it the other day when she was in the cold. Her voice sounded so robust, way more than it did when she was on tour even. And yet people will say she's regressed. So it's like, you do know also vocal fatigue can happen. Vocal injury could happen. Someone could rest and they can come back sounding better than ever. But now you are doing these things. And I'm like, do you not consider how the artist might feel if they saw those things online about their talent? And to be fair, it might motivate them to prove them wrong. But I would be very irritated seeing people misunderstand my voice so much using a system that they did not create. Now, for me, when I talk about vocals, I've never ranked singers, actually. I've ranked dancing because I feel like people feel more comfortable with that. But I've never ranked and gone, yeah, that's your number one, your number two. Because singing can be so, a voice is just, I like to enjoy a voice. I might critique it, give it technical, from my perspective, where I think they might be missing technically. And I've never been so definitive to say, yeah, no, they definitely are this, and that's why they should do this. Because you can also consider, I'm not hearing you in the room. And everyone's voice, some people have really quirky voices that you could think they're being technically wrong. And I've been in rooms where someone will sing in a way and you're like, oh, and then you go, oh, that's just your voice, but you can also do this. Take Neo as an example. I don't know if people know her, but British singer, she was singing this song, right? And I've used this as an example somewhere else before. I think I was on a live. Neo's known for her cute kind of like bird-like voice, I would say. And what surprised me with this is how low and full her voice can be, which to me shows a lot. And that, you know what, people can really surprise you. You never know. You can never write off a voice purely on the surface level things that they're giving you. So she was singing. So you hear she's got a quirky, cute voice, almost like tiny. You would think her voice is very small.
Are we committed? No. Are we ready to ride or die? Ain't no way we're coming out alive. Yeah. Is this what you want? Not for the moment. No. Why are we reckless when we care so much?
That is crazy. Care so much, like you can hear how rich her voice is down there, because she is supporting it, which means her higher parts, which sound a little bit are also supported, but it's not a conventional voice. And I can imagine a lot of the freaks on TikTok and stuff would write her off and think, oh, look, she doesn't support, and give her a shit rating, even though listen to her musicality and how well she can sing. It goes to prove that what you're perceiving as not support and it's not a spectrum, and thinking of it in that way shows it's limiting how you're experiencing a singer, because you're not considering what their intentions are as a singer, what their skill set actually means. So yeah, that I'm glad I found out exactly what it is, and it's really made me feel a lot better, because it was starting to drive me crazy and I was thinking, is what I know wrong? Am I missing something here? And then until I realized their logic, because a lot of them, if they are using other metrics and not just talking about support, they're not showcasing in their videos, because a lot of the times it's always supported range is F3 to A4. That's always the priority. They never talk about any other factor. And it's so clear to me that that's a big issue. You cannot negate other parts of a singer's voice and just sort of then say, this is the full scope of my analysis, and that's just weird. That's just weird to me. It just shows a lot of ignorance, and I do appreciate the importance of breath control and support. Is where your voice starts, but as soon as you've supported it, you've now got to think of where you're placing your voice. You've got to think of how you're phrasing what you're singing. Otherwise, it can just sound ugly. Or if you sing straight and just support everything, you could sound very boring, and no one wants to listen to that either. So how are you making that your full basis when there's so much that comes to singing? And sometimes, let's say, for example, you have the Mini Riperton's, or once again, or Mariah, when they sing softly, like, love you. That's not supported. It's in falsetto. It's in head voice. But does that not mean it's an excellent line to sing? You want her to support that? And like, or, and the whole song, I think she sings it very softly, and you've got the beautiful whistle note, and she's a great singer. But were you going to write her off because of that? Janet Jackson is another singer who sings very softly, but she's actually known in industry circles or people who are musically inclined that she's got great use of resonance, and you hear it in how she harmonizes and does all the things, and yet her voice is very small. So you, are you going to discount her skill because she's not like singing full voice, supporting every note and singing perfectly? Because you're just disregarding everything else. So there's just a lot more to singing than that. And resonance is another part as well. A resonant voice, this one's a bit harder to define in my opinion, because you, sometimes you can hear, once again, you're talking about when microphones are included, but some people singing is so great, their resonance just booms, even, you know, even with the microphone or even with autotune, that, oh, that voice is ringing. And that's the best way, for people who don't know, that's the best descriptor for it. It's when someone's singing and it just sounds like there's almost multiple voices singing and it's just like one voice. It's that fullness that you can't describe. It's a fact of like, it's like when they stop singing, it's almost as though the voice is still there. That is resonance, where some people can be loud, but the loudness doesn't feel rich. It just feels like they're pushing out, almost shouting at you. Resonance kind of has a musical touch to it. There's a prettiness to how they're approaching those full sounds. So there's those factors as well. And I think they do mention resonance as well, but not everyone has to resonate to be a great singer. Once again, like, not everyone really has to be a big belter or anything like that to be known as a great singer. So yeah, I think that's pretty much where we're at, and I'm glad I found out what the name is, and I always encourage people to form their own opinions. Of course, do your research, because not everyone is going to go to music school, and not everyone's going to do this, but you can't always take what people say as gospel, and then use that to now rank people's talent, especially when you don't have adequate content to actually rank. Then it comes across as ill-intended and manipulative. So if you're genuinely excited to share music knowledge and vocabulary and give rankings as a way of perspective, but in a way that's actually comprehensive of a singer's skill, then go ahead. But if you're not, then I'm going to come for each and one of you who do this stupidness, and I'm going to call it out every single time, because it's so jarring to see all the time on TikTok. Like, you guys don't actually know what you're talking about. And it would be great for you to maybe go to actual singing lessons and learn a bit more about everything else. And sometimes some singers don't retract their throat, so their throat can be a bit more tight. So they haven't got the full throat open, so it might not sound like they're supporting, but they are. They just haven't opened their throat as much. So there's so many things to it. And even the tongue placement can play a part. You could be supporting and pushing through that tension in your jaw, but it doesn't sound good, but you are supported. So because it's supported, are you going to give it good points, even though the execution is terrible? Or are you going to misinterpret the tension for lack of support when they are supporting? They're just supporting with terrible everything else. So there's a lot more to it, and I hope you lot enjoy this little insight, and I'll speak to you lot next week. Bye.